the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team lost last night 2-0 on the road at Northern Michigan. Go for a split tonight. Joining us is Elias Rosen, senior defenseman from Sweden. Elias, this can be a pretty cruel game, can it?
Yeah, of course. It's hard. We fought hard all game. Going in last minute of the game, they scored a goal, but it is what it is.
Thought the team played great in the first and in the third. Not bad per se in the second period, but probably not as good as the first and third. Last year, your second periods were a downfall. Have you guys specifically worked on it this year, or has it just been better?
No, I feel like we've just been better overall as a team this year. We've worked hard every period of the game, and I feel like we just play our identity right now as a hockey team, and it's working out. We just haven't gotten the goals for us, so that's the thing we're lacking right now, but I think scoring's going to come soon, so.
Your power play doesn't look bad, but it sure scores in spurts. You'll get a couple, and then you'll go a while without. How can you be more consistent on the power play?
No, we're trying to work on it every day. We just got to be a bit harder, a bit heavier. And when we go into the zone and in zone, we just got to get some more pucks on net, get some traffic in front. It's the small details that win in the end, but we're looking good right now, I feel like.
The penalty kill, obviously, is going to be better if you take fewer penalties. It's not like you're taking bad penalties, but how important was last night just taking one?
Yeah, it was, of course, huge. We talked about it a lot this week. We don't want to get them on the power play. They have one of the best power plays in the league, and I feel like it was a huge part of yesterday. We didn't do any unnecessary penalties. We skated with our legs. We checked with our feet, and we just played hard to play against, and that's what we want to do every night and get less penalties every night.
Northern's got two guys from Poland, one from Russia, one from Sweden. You guys have Poland, Sweden, and Finland. When you get done playing college hockey, do you want to go spread the word in the Eastern Hemisphere of how good U.S. college hockey can be and how beneficial it can be?
Yeah, I feel like I can be a huge part of getting people over here. I would probably go into coaching and stuff, so I feel like I want to say to more kids to come over this route. It's a good route to take and good education to have, and if they don't want to go pro in their hometowns or home countries, it's a great opportunity to get here.
I admit I had to look on a map to see where in the heck Budapest was in relation to Sweden. It's about 1,500 miles or so straight south of you. Have you ever been there?
No, I don't think so. Maybe when I was younger, but never. Not that I can remember. I know a couple of people that live there and stuff, and they say it's beautiful, but I don't know that much about it.
It's a fascinating culture. It would be cool to go there. How badly do you guys just need a win tonight?
No, it feels like a must win right now. We want to split. We want to get 3 points here this weekend. And we talked about it before last week when we only got a split as well. So we feel like a couple of huge points, road points to get over a good Northern right now. But we're going to get it tonight.
Best of luck.
Thank you.